I'm Keith Sullivan, starting today's Look at Lives and Times with the death notices from the Sunday, July 14th edition of the Hartford Courant. Death notices by town in Avon, Patricia H. Olson. In Berlin, Lynn M. Garcia. Bloomfield, Naomi Gail Fox. Richard W. Stern. Burlington, Robert M. Dunning. In Canton, Sonia White. Coventry, David C. Rapp. Scott A. Swanson. In Cromwell, William E. Monez. East Haddam, Charles J. Dickinson. East Hampton, Charles J. Dickinson. In East Hartford, Theodore J. DiLorenzo. Peter F. Hunter. Francis Rondione. East Windsor, Victor E. Moscone, Sr. Farmington, Robert M. Dunning. George W. Sloan, Jr. Glastonbury, Marilyn Fagoni. Marion Hallis. Granby, Cheryl Seary. Hartford, Mary E. Arndt. Kathleen S. Cook. Theodore J. DiLorenzo. Sandra F. Dugan. Jane F. Finch, Francis Rondinone, John R. Willard, Nancy M. Woodwall Friedman. In Marlborough, Sandra F. Dugan. In Middletown, Maria Masden Holzberg, Joseph Katz, William E. Monez. New Britain, John J. Gentile, Robert M. LeBaron. Other towns in Connecticut, Kathleen S. Cook, Jean P. Daigle, Robert M. LeBron, Robert Olmsted, Nancy M. Woodwell Friedman, out of state, Lynn M. Grace, Pamela B. Tangay, Plainville, Josephine A. Diassi, Anthony E. Diassi, Portland, Marion Hallis, Joseph Kalitz. In Rocky Hill, Cheryl Seary. Simsbury, Theodore A. Lubinsky, Sonia White. In South Windsor, Victor E. Moscone, Sr. In Suffield, Robert Olmsted. Torrington, John J. Gentile. In Vernon, Marinos Gercanos. Ruth L. Pogasuch. In Waterbury, David C. Rapp. In West Hartford, Howard W. Chapman, Theodore A. Lubinsky, Dorothy McDonald Allen, Christine McGillis, Patricia H. Olson, Scott A. Swanson. In Windsor and in Windsor Locks, Noreen C. Maurer. The obituaries are as follows. William E. Monez, 60, of Cromwell, passed away peacefully at 60 West on July the 4th. At Bill's request, no funeral or memorial services will be held. Naomi Gail Fox of Bloomfield passed away peacefully on July the 8th, just days shy of her 89th birthday. She was predeceased in death by her loving husband, Leonard Fox, M.D., after 47 years of marriage. A private funeral service will be held. The family will receive friends at a celebration of life Monday, July the 15th, 1:30 to 3 p.m. at Duncaster, 40 Loffler Road in Bloomfield. Funeral arrangements have been provided by the Hebrew Funeral Association. Ruth L. Pogasuch, 93, of Vernon, loving wife of the late Robert Pogasuch, peacefully passed away on Monday, June the 24th. A graveside service will be held at the Hillside Cemetery, 162 Hillside Street, East Hartford, on Monday, July 29th, 11 a.m. There are no calling hours. The Ladd, Tarkenton, and Common Funeral Home in Vernon has charge of the arrangements. On July 9th, Kathleen Simmons Cook passed away at Hartford Hospital, surrounded by her loving family. The family will receive friends and relatives on Thursday, July the 18th, from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Parish Center at St. Thomas the Apostle Church, located in the basement. A Mass of Christian burial will be held immediately following at 10 a.m. in the upper church. The interment will be held on Friday, July 19th at Oaklawn Cemetery in Fairfield. Josephine A. Deadacy, 98, of Plainville, passed away peacefully on Sunday, April the 7th at Ingraham Manor in Bristol. She was a lifelong resident of Plainville and was employed by various companies throughout her career, including Trumbull Electric, Stanley Works, and most notably brokerage firms. She retired from Advest in New Britain after 33 years of dedicated service. 80 years. Yes. A Mass of Christian burial will be celebrated on Thursday, July 18th, 10:30 a.m. at Our Lady of Mercy Church, 94 Broad Street, Plainville. Committal services will follow in St. Joseph's Cemetery in Plainville. Family and friends are welcome to gather prior to the Mass on Thursday, July 18th from 9 to 10 a.m. The Plainville Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. It is with great sadness that we announce the passing of Robert Morton Morty Dunning, 86, of Burlington, and Islamata, Florida, on July 20th. Mott was the beloved husband, father, grandfather, brother, and friend. A memorial reception will be held on Friday, July 19th, 5 to 7 p.m., with a memorial service at 6:30 p.m. at the Ahern Funeral Home, 111 Main Street, Route 4 in Unionville. Jane Fontana Finch, age 95, passed away peacefully on Monday, July 1st, in Cummings, Georgia. She was predeceased in death by her husband of 62 years, George Robert Finch. A Mass of Christian burial will be held on Tuesday, July the 9th, 11 a.m. at St. Bridget's Catholic Church, 3400 Old Alabama Road in Johns Creek, Georgia. Burial will be immediately following the Mass in the Georgia National Cemetery, 1080 Scott Huggins Drive in Canton, Georgia. It is with heavy hearts that we celebrate the extraordinary life of Dane A. Ingebrigtsen. He was 67 years old and had lived in Avon. He was a loving father and grandfather who passed away peacefully, surrounded by the love and support of his family, on Tuesday, July 9th at the Yukon John Dempsey Hospital in Farmington. A celebration of Dane's life will be held on Saturday, July 20th, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Baptist Church, 296 New Britain Avenue in Newington. A reception with light refreshments will be held at the church following the service. The Plainville Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Although she is no longer with us, the world is a better place because she was in it. Mary Elizabeth Arndt peacefully passed away on July the 3rd. A celebration of Mary's life will be held August the 19th at St. Bernard Church, located at 25 St. Bernard Terrace in Rockville. A reception will follow. The end-of-life arrangements have been entrusted to the Avalon Life Celebration Center, 691 College Highway in Southwick, Massachusetts. Scott Swanson, born March 18, 1959, formerly of West Hartford and Coventry, passed away peacefully with his family by his side on Friday, June the 28th, in Des Moines, Iowa. A celebration of life in his memory is being planned. Visit forevermist.com for more information. Victor E. Moscone, Sr., 95, loving husband of Lorraine Moscone for over 71 years, passed away Friday, June 21st at Hartford Hospital. All are welcome to join the family for calling hours at the Samson and Cameron Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor, on Sunday, July the 21st, from 4 to 7 p.m. A Mass of Christian Burial will be celebrated at St. Francis of Assisi Church, 673 Ellington Road in South Windsor, on Monday, July 22nd, at 11 a.m., with military honors to follow at the church. The Cameron Funeral Home has charge of the arrangements. Pamela Bowman Tangay, 77, of Pensacola, Florida, entered into eternal life on June the 15th while surrounded by her family. Pam's funeral was held in New Orleans, Louisiana on June the 24th at Lakelawn Mattia Funeral Home. She is entombed at All Saints Mausoleum with her father and grandmother. Per her wishes, the funeral was a small gathering of close family and friends. Her sister, Maria Madsen Holzberg, 68, former mayor of Middletown and beloved wife of 38 years of retired Judge Robert L. Holzberg, passed away peacefully at her home on March 28th. A memorial service and celebration of Maria's life will be held on Tuesday, July 23rd, 5:30 p.m. at the Ellsworth Mansion in Middletown. The arrangements are being handled by the Doolittle Funeral Home. Noreen C. Maurer, 94, beloved wife of the late Donald Maurer of Ponte Verde Beach, Florida, formerly of Windsor, peacefully passed away on Sunday, July the 7th, surrounded by her family. Besides her family, she is survived by 8 grandchildren and 21 beloved great-grandchildren. Her family will receive friends on Thursday, July the 18th, from 9 to 10:30 a.m., at the Cameron Windsor Funeral Home, 807 Bloomfield Avenue, Windsor, followed by a Mass of Christian Burial, 11 a.m. at St. Damien of Malachi Parish, St. Joseph's Church, 1747 Pequannock Avenue in Windsor. Burial will follow in Windsor Veterans Memorial Cemetery, next to her beloved husband, Donald. Theodore John DiLorenzo, 99, loving husband of Lorraine DiLorenzo, entered into eternal life on July the 2nd. A Mass and celebration of life for Theodore will be held at a later date. Marion Z. Hallis, 96, of Glastonbury, widow of the late Henry Hallis, passed away peacefully on July the 8th at home. A memorial service and celebration of a long life well lived will be held at the First Church of Christ Congregational, 2183 Main Street, Glastonbury, on Saturday, July the 20th at 11 a.m. The Mulryon Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. It is with heavy hearts we announce the passing of Anthony E. DeBasey, 99, a beloved member of the Plainville community, who passed away peacefully at his home on Thursday, June 20th. He is now reunited with his loving wife of 72 years, Florence DeAdisi, who predeceased him in 2019. A Mass of Christian Burial will be celebrated on Friday, July 19th, 10:30 a.m. at Our Lady of Mercy Church, 94 Broad Street, Plainville. Committal service with full military honors will follow at St. Joseph's Cemetery in Plainville. Family and friends are welcome to gather prior to the Mass on Friday, July 19th from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Plainville Funeral Home, 81 Broad Street, Plainville. It is with a heavy heart that we announce the passing of Lynn Marie Gerace. She was predeceased in death by her husband, Lou. A memorial service will be held at a later date to be determined. It is with great sadness that we announce the passing of Sandra Foley Dugan, 75 of Marlboro, on May 29th. She passed away at Hartford Hospital with her family by her side. The funeral services will be private. She is survived by her husband and best friend of 53 years, Patrick J. Dugan. Sandy's kindness, dedication, and love of her family and friends will forever remain in the hearts of those who knew her. Christine McGillis passed away at home in West Hartford on Sunday, June 23rd. She spent most of her career working at Cigna Insurance. Christine enjoyed catching up with her nieces and nephews and hearing about her grandnieces and grandnephews. Christine was predeceased by her parents and her brothers Hugh, Donald, and Thomas. There are no arrangements listed. The Sheehan Hillbond Breen Funeral Home in West Hartford has charge of arrangements. Charles J. Dickinson, August 24, 1947 to June 28, 2024. Jerry was a very private man who had many interests and talents. His love for the outdoors was only surpassed by the love of his family. There are no arrangements or calling hours listed. Sonia R. White, 86, passed away July the 8th in Simsbury. A celebration of Sonia's life will be announced at a future date. The Vincent Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. A good, kind, sensitive, and loving man is no longer among us. Born on May 10, 1938, Richard Stein of Bloomfield departed this life on Friday, July the 5th. Left to mourn his loss is his beloved wife and best friend, Linda. Married for 61 years, they were devoted to each other and inseparable even in the almost 7 years of the long goodbye of dementia. Funeral services will be private and are managed by the Cremation Society of Connecticut. Theodore Alexander Lubinsky passed away suddenly on June 26th. A private burial with military honors was held on July 2nd at Hartford Mutual Society in Simsbury. Nancy May Woodwell Friedman of Sandy Hook departed this life on July the 8th. Nancy was predeceased by her husband and the love of her life, Dr. Irving Friedman. A funeral mass will be celebrated on Saturday, July 20th at 11 a.m. at the Church of St. Patrick, 110 Main Street in Farmington. Interment will be private at the convenience of the family. John Joseph Gentile, 63, passed away on July the 2nd. Relatives and friends are invited to call on Friday, July the 19th, 9 to 10 a.m. at the Duska Family Funeral Home in Burritt Hill, 332 Burritt Street, New Britain. A funeral service will follow at 10 a.m. at the Duska Family Funeral Home at Burritt Hill. John will be laid to rest in St. Mary's Cemetery, 1141 Stanley Street in New Britain. Jean Paul Daigle passed away July the 11th. He was 92. There will be calling hours at the Holmes Watkins Funeral Home, 400 Main Street, Manchester, Monday, July the 15th, from 6 to 8 p.m. A mass of Christian burial will be held at St. James Catholic Church in Manchester, located at 896 Main Street. That will be Tuesday, July the 16th at 10 a.m. Burial will be in St. James Cemetery, Broad Street, Manchester. Robert Linwood Olmsted, 78, of Brooklyn, Connecticut, passed away on Saturday, June 22nd, at his home with his family by his side. There will be a memorial service and private burial in Suffield, announced at a later date. The Nicholson and Common Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. John Rockwell Willard passed away peacefully on Thursday, July 4th, at home in Savannah, Georgia. John, a.k.a. Rocky, was a giant of a man. He was smart, magnanimous, and big-hearted, with a smile and handshake for everyone. There are no calling hours or arrangements listed. Patricia Heslin Olson, 76, of Avon, beloved mother and grandmother, passed away peacefully on Monday, July the 1st, surrounded by her loving family. She was the heart and soul of her family. A mass of Christian burial will be held on July at the convenience of the family in the family plot at Fabu Cemetery, West Hartford. The arrangements are being handled by the Ahern Funeral Home Incorporated. Peter Hunter, 79, peacefully passed away on June 29th at home in Helena, Montana. A celebration of his life may be held later. Please visit www.answfuneralhome.com. In memory of Dorothy McDonald Allen, who passed away at the remarkable age of 102, leaving behind a legacy of warmth and determination, there is no date of death listed. However, visitation will be Saturday, July 20th, 9:30 to 11 a.m. at the Malloy Funeral Home, 906 Farmington Avenue, West Hartford. A private family service will be held after the visitation. George W. Sloan, Jr., 89, of Farmington, beloved husband of Charlene L. Sloan, passed away on Sunday, July 7th, at the Yukon Health Center. There are no calling hours, and funeral will be held privately. The Sheehan Hillborn Breen Funeral Home in West Hartford has charge of arrangements. Robert Morgan LeBron, 77, passed away on July the 7th in Sarasota, Florida. A memorial service to celebrate his life and burial at the Sarasota National Cemetery will be held at a future date. David C. Rapp of Coventry passed away on Tuesday, July 9th. His funeral will be private. There are no calling hours. Francis Frank Rondinone, 86, of East Hartford, loving husband to Marilyn Rondinone, passed away peacefully with his family by his side on July the 5th. A funeral service to honor Frank's life will be held on Thursday, July 18th, 11:30 a.m. at the DeSopo East Hartford Memorial Chapel, 30 Carter Street, East Hartford. Calling hours will be held prior to the service from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Marilyn Farragoni, 87, of South Glastonbury, joined her beloved husband, Robert J. Farragoni, in heaven on Sunday, July the 7th. A funeral mass will be celebrated on Wednesday, July 24th, 10:30 a.m., at St. Isidore and Maria Parish, in St. Augustine's Church, 55 Hopewell Road in South Glastonbury. Burial will be in St. Augustine Cemetery. There are no calling hours. The Mulryan Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Howard W. Chapman went to his eternal rest on June 30th. There is no date of death listed. However, a celebration of life well lived will be held on Wednesday, August the 7th, 4 p.m. at Avia 1 Hamilton Heights Drive in West Hartford. Joseph Benjamin Calise, age 88, of Middletown, formerly of Portland, joined God in heaven on Thursday, July the 11th. He leaves behind his beloved wife of 64 years, Eileen. His family will receive friends at the Biaga Funeral Home, 3 Silver Street, Middletown, Tuesday, July 16th, 5 to 7 p.m. A funeral mass will be held at St. Sebastian's Church, 155 Washington Street in Middletown, Wednesday, July 17th at 11 a.m., with burial in Calvary Cemetery immediately following the service. Marinos Gakaros, 89, of Vernon, loving husband for over 67 years, to Elizabeth Betsy Gakaros, passed away peacefully on Sunday, July the 7th. All are welcome to join his family for memorial service at the First Congregational Church of Vernon, 695 Hartford Turnpike in Vernon, on Friday, July 19th at 11 a.m. Interment with military honors will be held in the church memorial garden. A gathering with a time of sharing and visitation will follow in the church hall immediately following the interment. That'll do it for today's edition of Lives and Times. If you need information on any of the obituaries I've read, please call me here at Chris, 860-727-9579. I'm Keith Sullivan. Hope you have a fantastic day. Stay safe, healthy, happy, and cool. We'll talk again real soon.
If you would like to make a donation to Chris Radio in honor of a friend or relative, please mail it to Chris Radio, 315 Windsor Avenue, Windsor, Connecticut, 06095.